today for rain clouds tomorrow. It's the only control that I ever have. You're none of these pieces seem to fit that puzzle. Nothing turned out quite like I planned. Somebody's waiting on me.
You just heard Somebody's Waiting by Francis Baptiste, an Indigenous artist from Vancouver, which is super cool. You're listening to Feeling Sounds, and I'm coming to you live today from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people, and this is CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Sarah, and today I have a special guest with me named Kylie V. They are a local artist, and I'm going to be playing some of their music, and we're going to be having a chat, so stay tuned for that in a little bit. Before we get to the interview, I'm going to play one more song for you guys. It's called Linger by Willem James Cohen, who is also a Canadian artist. Here it goes.
Waiting for the night to call me back again. Waiting for someone I feel I've lost a friend. So turn the years around, dig a small hole in the ground so we can light a fire and sit around it. Though I lost control of myself, said a lie. Maybe we will meet again, and maybe not. Well, I've let bridges burn, waiting for the world to turn, but I forgot it. And breathing out. Have you learned enough to make it mean something? And now I'm 21 and I still feel way too young to keep bleeding out my feelings in carpet.
That was Linger by Willem James Cohen, and we're going to hear a couple ads, and then we'll start the interview with Kylie V. Just kidding, the ads are not working, so we don't have any ads today. I will give you one just with my voice. There is Shindig tonight, and it is at Redgate, and you guys should all go. I think it starts at 8 o'clock, and it's basically our Battle of the Bands, and it's super cool, and it's really fun. And Kylie was actually, well, Kylie is one of the current contenders for the winning prize, yeah. So yeah, that's tonight. You guys should all go. Okay. Hey, Kylie, how's it going?
It's good. Cool. I'm good.
Good. Yeah. Awesome. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome. So I guess let's start with, like, you want to do like a little bit of an intro about like who you are, what your thing is?
Okay. Hi, my name's Kylie V. I use they, them pronouns. I play like really depressing indie rock folk music. I'm nervous.
No, that's okay.
Indie folk rock music. I play guitar usually. I have an album coming out in late spring, and I've been called Vancouver's Julian Baker.
Oh, I love that.
So there's your little intro.
Amazing. I love that. So I guess like the very first thing, like when someone meets you as like, you're like this amazing artist, like I really admire your work, but you're very young. I guess that's just like, it's unique that you're pretty young. You're 15 years old, right?
Yeah.
And you're like really heavily involved in like Vancouver's music scene. I think that's really admirable. How did you like get to where you are now?
It's honestly still a shock. My friend Tim from Kingfisher Blues, Tim the Mute, I went to his album release show in 2018. Dang, that's a long time. I went to his Doin' Yourself album release show, and we started messaging about that because I was just such a huge Tim the Mute fan, and I still am, obviously. And he offered, whenever I was ready, to help me put together my first show. And so a couple months later, in September of 2018, I played a show at the Avant Garden with him and Future Star and Dan Geddes. And then I recorded a whole thing of songs on my phone, and now I'm here.
Awesome. So I was like doing a little bit of internet stalking of you, and I found on a lot of your social medias, like, you've just done a lot of cool performances with a bunch of different Vancouver artists. What would you say was, like, the coolest one, like, the best other artist that you performed with?
I'm super biased because they're, like, my favorite band, but I've played two Kingfisher Blues Christmas parties, and both of them were alongside Peach Pit.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I'd have to say that. And I opened for Malblum.
Oh,
last
really?
Last September, and it was incredible.
Is Malblum from Vancouver?
They're from, like, I can't remember.
Okay.
They're not local.
Okay,
but that was a really cool one. And then I play a lot of shows with Sleepy Gonzalez, because they're some of my best friends.
That's really
so
cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Those are my top three, I guess.
That's really, really cool. Okay, do you want to, like, go straight in with a song?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. So I guess the first one on this list you sent me is called Strathcona. Do you want to talk about, like, what that song's about and maybe,
yeah,
like, your favorite line from the song?
I don't have any, like, coherent meanings for all of my songs. It's kind of all over the place, but this one was really heavily inspired by just, like, neighborhoods around Vancouver that I thought were really aesthetically pleasing. My dad used to be in this band, and I would go to the house that they practice at a lot, and it was like, it's really old and messy, but it was just really nice, and it was a nice environment. And so I wrote this song about like finding beauty in kind of weird places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it had good energy.
Yeah. It's the vibe. It's all about the vibes.
I love that. And do you have a favorite line from this song that you wrote? Or not really?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Yeah, no worries. All right, so this is Strathcona by Kylie V. Was Strathcona by Kylie V, who I have sitting across from me right now. That's a really nice song. I definitely like the woo that you just like add in there near the end. That's pretty cute.
Thank you.
So you're talking about how your dad was in a band,
yeah,
and how you would like go over there and play with them. Would you say that like your dad influenced you to like get really into music and stuff?
First of all, I'm sorry, Dad, if you're listening, but not really.
Okay.
That's not in a bad way. I wouldn't go to their practices and, like, play with them a lot. I would just kind of, like, sit upstairs with some cats.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great. They're a really good band. They've, like, kind of dissolved now, but they're doing a reunion show in April, which I'm playing at Redgate. They're called the Psychic Alliance. Please come to that. They will feel very special. But yeah, I don't think my dad being in a local band really influenced me a lot, because I still didn't really know that there was this much music in Vancouver until I kind of discovered it on my own.
Okay, yeah. So how did you, like, get into it? Like, was it sort of, like, ever since you were born, you were like, music is the thing I want to do? Or was there more of, like, a turning point for you?
I've always wanted to make music. It's always kind of been my thing. When I discovered Peach Pit back in, like, 2017, I eventually discovered the label that they were on at the time, Kingfisher Blues, and that kind of opened up all of the local scene to me. So that's where I got my introduction here.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So how long have you been writing songs for?
I've been writing good songs for, like, maybe 3 years.
Okay.
I've been writing songs since I was, like, 7.
Okay. When you say good songs, like, do you remember any of the songs you wrote when you were, like, 7? Or is that just, like, repressed in your mind?
I'd rather not.
Yeah, that's fair. I get that. So you write a lot of lyrics about, like, nature and, like, aesthetics and, like, I don't know, just, like, feelings of, like, being in a place, which I think is really cool because that's kind of, like, the vibe of this show, you know, feeling sounds. So I guess why don't we talk about your songwriting process a bit, like, and your lyrics and stuff like that?
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if I have one. My lyrics usually come to me in, like, little chunks. So I have a couple songs on my playlist where that's an exception, but for the most part I just kind of, like, I'll go for a walk and I'll start thinking about, like, one verse, and everything just kind of comes together after that. I wouldn't say that I get, like, continuously inspired by one thing. I don't know my process, sorry.
No, that's fair. that's totally cool. So would you say that, like, lyrics are sort of, like, the main thing for you, or is it kind of like the music start, or like how do you start, I guess?
I write like 4 lines first almost always. When I start a song, I almost never start with chords or anything because it has to go off the lyrics for me.
Yeah that makes sense. Okay, cool. So you sent me this song called The Passage of Time.
Ooh, fun one.
Yeah, and it's a demo. Is that coming from your new album that's going to be coming out in late spring?
Yeah, so this is just, it's literally an acoustic voice memo of the song, but I love it a lot and I wanted to share it, I guess.
Okay, great. Do you want to give a little intro about, like, the vibe of the song? Like, maybe the lines you like from it, or, like, what it's about?
I wrote this, I like to introduce this one in the most mundane way possible, which is, I wrote this about a dream I had where I made pancakes, and, yeah, that's about it. I wrote it about a dream I had, and I made pancakes in the dream, and there's all this other, like, super special, meaningful stuff about that, but I don't feel like getting into it, so for now, it's just the pancakes.
Great, the pancake song, that's awesome. Okay, so let's listen to this, The Passage of Time by Kylie V. Here goes.
I'm sorry I wasn't everything I wanted to be. I'll make you breakfast any day of the week. Thank you for teaching me that I don't have to be. I barely knew.
gossamer strings around your fingers, watching your face turn into midnight. I only like you when the stars align. The pleasure is all.
That was The Passage of Time by Kylie V. So off the air, you were telling me that you helped, or you workshopped this song's lyrics with one of your band members.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you want to talk about, like, how that goes, like, working with other people on your lyrics and stuff?
Yeah, it's still a really new thing for me. I sent all the lyrics to this song to my friend Christian, who plays bass with me when I do full band shows, and he's going to be working on the album with me. He's from the band Sleepy Gonzalez, and he sings and plays guitar.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, if I don't feel like something's completely right, I'll just send over the lyrics to one of my friends and see if they can replace anything or, like, move anything around. And it's really nice to be able to actually trust someone with your art like that, because it's still really new.
Yeah, I feel like that's hard, especially, like, I mean, your music seems pretty personal.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like, I feel like, I don't know, if it was me, I would have a really hard time taking someone else's emotions and, like, putting it into my song that's, like, all about how I feel, you know?
Yeah, I find... Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that, but I find that it if you really like the person's work, it's easier to kind of accept the suggestions that they make.
Yeah.
And obviously, I don't take all of them.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely, like, I see that as kind of a brave thing, like, trusting what someone else says. If it, like, if it truly makes your work better, you have to, like, I don't know, make that sacrifice of, like, yeah, I'm letting you in to, like, my child, you know?
It's really, really scary, but at the same time, I don't know, it's how you grow.
Yeah.
It's nice to share it. It's nice to know that there are people out there that understand.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah.
Would you say that, like, music for you is, like, a therapeutic thing? It's, like, releasing
Absolutely.
Your emotions? Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I never liked journaling as a child, and I've always gone to really weird schools, and there was one part in, like, grade 6 or something where they would just, like, make you journal, and I would just write poetry instead because I couldn't just, like, write comprehensive sentences of my day down and feel comfortable with giving that to a teacher or anything.
Yeah.
So it has to be, like, heavily shrouded in mystery.
Okay.
But at the same time, all of my songs are really, like, vulnerable, I'd say.
Yeah, it's like, if you analyze these words enough, then, like,
you might not figure anything out, but there is something.
Yeah, to you it means something, and that's what matters, right? And I feel like, I don't know, with emotional music, and I guess any music that has good lyrics, like, the person who's listening to it will probably interpret it completely differently than you, and, like, that's a really cool thing.
That's something I'm always really curious about, too, is, like, I listen to almost exclusively, like, super emotional music with lots of cool lyrics. I'm a huge Conor Oberst, Bright Eyes fan, huge Adrian Lenker and Big Thief fan, and so I always wonder, like, if I'm interpreting things the way they were intended and how my words are interpreted.
Yeah. One of your songs, Firebelly Toad, it's been stuck in my head ever since you played it at Shindig.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a great song. I really like it. Can I tell you how I interpret it, and then you tell me if it's right to you? Like, okay. So, to me, that song, it kind of seems like, well, I don't really know much about firebelly toads as a species.
They're just little toads with, like, orange bellies. I don't really know a lot about them either.
Okay, cool. So for me, I kind of, Like, when I hear that song, it's like, it sounds like you're saying, like, oh, I'm sort of like this small person. I'm still growing. And like, there's a line that's like, feed me algae. It's like, give me nurturing and that'll like help me develop into what I want to be.
Whoa.
would that be what you think it's about, or is it completely different?
See, I've never really, it's the one song that I never really think too much about. It kind of all came out at once, and yeah. I didn't really have any idea what it was about. But I think you just figured it out for me.
Hey, great! That's awesome. Yeah. I feel like, okay, that song wasn't on the list that you sent me, but I feel like since we're talking about it, do you want to maybe play it?
Can we not?
No? Okay, absolutely. We don't have to. Instead, let's play a song you did send me, okay, called Let You
next?
Know.
Ooh,
yeah.
This is a fun one.
Do you want to introduce that one?
I wrote this song in literally 6 minutes.
Damn.
And then I recorded this entire demo in like 2 hours, and I was just so excited about it that I sent it off to a bunch of my friends. I have a lot of fun playing this song. Again, I don't really know what it's about. My favorite line is probably water body deep inside me. It's the Pisces planetary, because I'm a Pisces Venus. So that shows in my songs if you're an astrology nerd. And it's like my favorite placement in my chart probably. And I really like water signs and water placements and the way they relate emotionally. So I guess this song is a lot about that, and otherwise I don't really know. But
cool.
It's a fun one. I like it.
I don't know much about astrology. What is a water placement?
A water placement would be any like planet or house or anything in Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So this is Let You Know by Kylie V.
Sky is getting dark and heavy. The birds are
soft and smooth. You are the ocean. Lap me up, swallow me whole, and let me know, please let me know.
That was Let You Know by Kylie V. I really liked that one.
Thank you.
Yeah, that might be my favorite so far. I really liked the drums and, like, I was telling you off the air, like, yeah, the descending melody line. I think that's really creative.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And you said that one's really fun to play. What do you find the most fun about it?
It's a really simple chord progression, so I don't have to think too much about it. And there's enough, like, energy in it. I don't write a lot of upbeat songs. So although that one's still kind of depressing, it makes me happy to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Cool. So we have Lucy here.
Yeah.
That sounds like I'm saying, like, it's a person. We have your song called Lucy here.
Lucy's here too.
Hey, Lucy.
Somewhere in spirit. I don't know who Lucy is.
You don't know who Lucy is. Why did you name this song Lucy if you don't know who Lucy is?
Well, I mean, I wrote this when I was literally 14, so it's hard to, like, go back there because I don't remember. My family used to have a dog named Lucy, like my grandparents did before I was born, and so there's not really much overlap in it, but I always thought it was a really nice name. And I guess now, if I were to explain what that song's about, it's like, if anyone's heard the interview, the fake interview at the end of Fevers and Mirrors by Bright Eyes, and it's like, who's Arionette? I don't want to talk about her unless, like, in case she's listening. Oh, is she a real person? No.
I like that.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't know, Lucy's kind of my Arionette. I don't know. She's not out there, but she might be.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
There's this quote by Justin Vernon, that's Bon Iver.
Bon Iver, yeah.
Yeah, and it's about, because he has the album called For Emma Forever Ago,
mm-hmm.
And there's a quote, and he says, Emma's not a person, it's a place that you get stuck in, like, forever, and you can't escape, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that's like, that quote hits me every time. It's
yeah,
just
whoa.
So beautiful.
Whoa.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Cool, so I guess, you want to listen to Lucy?
Yeah.
Cool, so this is Lucy, and this is from Lotus Eater, your EP. By Kylie V. Here's Lucy.
I
was good.
That was good.
I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was cute. So you were telling me that the drums on this song, you recorded them on a guitar case?
Yeah, I was like fresh on summer break, just trying to figure out how GarageBand worked. And this was the first song I recorded for Lotus Eater. And I was just like so in the groove that I was like, all right, now what the hell do I do for percussion? And so I grabbed like a maraca and a drumstick and a tambourine and like a hard shell acoustic guitar case. And I just went nuts.
That's really funny. It sounds good.
Thank
it's
you.
Like, it's a very unique percussion sound.
Thank you.
Had you recorded a lot before you made Lotus Eater, or was that kind of your first experience doing that?
I'd been, like, practicing with, like, the MIDI instruments in GarageBand before, but I hadn't really done, like, any full songs until I did, like, Lucy, and I think it was, I don't remember, but yeah, Lucy and one other song from Lotus Eater.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay, so this sounds fine. I'm just going to keep doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, it does sound fine. It sounds more than fine.
Thank you.
Of course.
I have a hard time listening to that stuff now because it's just, I put it out way before I was ready to. I was just way too excited for it. And so it feels weird, but people like it. And thank you if you do. Because if you like it, you like it more than me, and that means a lot.
Yeah, I think that's a hard thing to navigate because, I mean, I don't know. I guess, like, because the experience that I have with releasing music is fairly similar to what you just described.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, well, I want to do it now, so I'm gonna. And then you listen to it later, and it's sort of like, oh, like, should I have released that so soon? But I feel like it's always going to be, like, unfinished to the artist,
yeah,
you know?
It's always going to be uncomfortable, which is something I'm trying to, like, navigate now with like, actually doing, like, professional-grade songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was watching this show with my dad a couple weeks ago, and it's about these, like, programmers doing an application, and they're like, all right, so when are we supposed to release this beta? And the dude turns to the lead character and he's like, if you're not, like, deathly embarrassed by the first thing that you put out, then you've done too much. And that kind of changed my perspective on Lotus Eater.
Yeah, no, that's like a comforting line. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, especially because it says here you were telling me that you, like, recorded and mastered all of this on your own. Like, did you get any help from anyone?
Some of the drums were played by my dad because he's a drummer, but everything else was all me, which is not the way to do it if you're a musician. Just putting that out there, like, people can tell.
Yeah.
But it is fun to figure that out.
Yeah, I think that's, like, that has value in itself, just, like, the fact that you did this whole project on your own, you know?
Thank you.
Like, I think that's admirable.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Cool. So next song is On My Mind, and you were telling me a fun little happy little accident that happened with this one. With you said it accidentally got double tracked on the vocals.
Yeah. So I was recording this demo a couple months ago with my friend Benny for this grant application, and we did, like, everything in, like, 4 hours, and we only did a couple takes of each thing, and it turned out really well. It's mixed really loud, so I just want to warn you there. But, yeah, we accidentally double-tracked the vocals on it, and I don't think he really noticed until he sent it over to me. And I listened to it, and I was like, oh, little Elliot Smith energy going on
here.
What's this? Yeah. So there's a fun little fact about that. My friend Benny Hobson Tomas from Sleepy Gonzalez did the drums. Good friend, cool dude, love that guy.
Nice.
So shout out to him for doing everything that I couldn't for this demo. Yeah.
Great. Okay, so this is On My Mind by Kylie V.
Thank you.
cyanide prints wash your hair of me. Untangle all the footprints in your mind. Wild-eyed girl, wash your hands of me. Unravel all the yearning deep inside. Be my girl. I'm your girl. Be my baby. I'm your baby. And I'm metamorphosizing. I will swim right through your eyes. A pool of dirty green is all I need. You're all I need. You're so naive. I say, but I don't mind the air. I pray the turns unkind and I will give you what I want to find. You're on my mind. You're on my mind. Oh, you're on my mind. Butterfly wings, fire, feathered angel. Body cold and still, it's like you're dead. Where are all the doors that I can open? Tell me all the ones inside your head. I'm so
that was On My Mind by Kylie V. That was a nice little guitar solo
in
there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It was very fun.
How did you write that? Do you kind of just like jam until something cool comes out?
I learned pentatonic scales and now I'm unstoppable. No, I jammed with my guitar inspiration, Chris from Peach Pit, a couple months ago, and he helped me write that one specific solo, and it was really cool. So that if there's like three things I've taken from that, it's that solo, I can play major scales now, and stars, they're just like us.
That's really cool. So you said that Peach Pit was like one of your favorite bands. How did you like get to play with the guitarist?
I don't know. He's really nice.
Okay.
I wasn't actually a part of this conversation, which is ridiculous to me still, but he came to one of my shows at Black Lab like last May, and he was talking to my dad outside, and he's like, if Kylie ever wants like guitar lessons, like you can just hit me up.
Oh, that's
and
so nice.
My dad waited like 2 weeks, and he finally tells me, and I like was ready to scream because Chris is the reason I started playing electric guitar, and so I was like, oh my god.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and then it took us like several months to actually schedule something, but it did not disappoint. Hopefully he's going to come in and play some stuff on my record, which I'm really excited about.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole band, Peach Pit, is just, they're some of the sweetest people I've ever met. They're fantastic.
And that's
they're
awesome.
A really good band.
Yeah, they are a really good band. I really like them.
Huge fan.
Yeah. You're wearing a, Kylie's wearing a fanny pack with Peach Pit on it right now.
Oh, yeah. Fun little Kylie V fact. They like gave them out as the part of the VIP package at their Vogue show last year. I own three of these.
Nice.
I wear it everywhere.
Was that the show in October?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was at that show. That's so cool.
Yeah, I think they still have some leftover fanny packs on their website. If they're still there, highly recommend them. Support my homies. Have a nice fashionable thing to carry all your stuff around in. This is not sponsored. I just wear this everywhere.
Love that. All right, Kylie. So we got about 5 minutes left. I think we should play one last song.
Okay.
This one's called Solace.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did that come about?
I don't really remember a lot of what I wrote this song about, but if there's one thing I want to share about this song, it's that I always wanted like group vocals on it at the end when I would record it in studio, and that's hopefully going to happen now, and it's all thanks to my friend Benny again, because we were jamming it last week and he just started doing this like repetitive harmony thing, and I could never figure out what I wanted to be like the refrain until he just started doing that, and I looked over and I was like, oh my god, this is it, everything comes together. And so this song is, I don't know, maybe I'll find a meaning for it later, maybe you can find something in it. It's just about finding solace, finding comfort, and this is probably the most important song on the upcoming album.
Oh, that's exciting.
For facts that will eventually become public. I don't know. Stay tuned.
Great. Cool. So I guess we're going to exit with this song. So let's say our goodbyes, I guess. Right. Yeah. Thank you so much for being on Feeling Sounds today.
Thank you, Sarah. I've had a really fun time. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
I never get to talk this much about my music, and it's fun.
I'm glad.
Thank you for being a nice, supportive environment to share stuff with.
Yeah, for sure. And for those of you listening, check out Kylie V's music. It's on Bandcamp and SoundCloud and Spotify as well.
Yeah, I'm at Kylie V Music everywhere, KylieVmusic.com. Feel free to send me a message anytime. I'm nice.
They are nice. I can fact check that.
Thank you.
Cool. So, thanks for listening to Feeling Sounds, guys. I'll talk to you next week. And this is Solace by Kylie V. Goodbye.
Bye.
If you knew that all I wanted was a little bit of solace, would you let me just be honest to you, beautiful? I told you what I needed, would you leave or just avoid it? If I let you just be honest with me, abstract and larger than mine. Pick up get a solace? Would you let me just be honest to your beautiful face? If I told you what I needed, would you leave or just avoid it? If I let you just be honest with me, with me. Keep wishing I